Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Commencement Speeches for the Class of 2020 is a production of iHeartRadio.
Class of 2020, parents, faculty, rising graduates, welcome to commencement. You made it. This year is a little different, a difficult time to graduate because the traditional graduation day has been put on hold. So we're bringing it to you, wherever you are, because this is still your day, your moment. And now put your hands together. It's time to be inspired. This year's commencement speaker, the one and only Halsey.
Hi, I'm Halsey, and I am so honored to have this opportunity to speak to the graduating class of 2020. It's a very confusing time in the world, but for a moment, I just would like to share some advice that has helped me navigate my life and my career. I asked a mentor of mine what the key to success was, and they told me, making the decision. And I said to them, well, that seems like a pretty cheap answer. I mean, of course, making the right decision will lead you to success, but how do you know that you made the right decision? And they corrected me. I didn't say making the right decision. I said, making the decision. They told me it doesn't matter if it is right or wrong. Action is always better than inaction. Our fear of making the wrong decision often stops us from making any decision at all. But don't be fooled into thinking indecision is safety, for the unknown is a bigger monster than the knowledge of your own failure. In the 1990s, the average grocery store had about 6,000 items available for purchase. And today, there are an average of 766 grocery stores per state in the USA, and around 50,000 items available for purchase at each of them. That's a lot of stuff to choose from. You could buy foods you never even knew existed. You could make meals that you never dreamed of. I mean, if you find the right ingredients. Sounds exhausting, right? Well, you are the generation of endless choice. Lucky you. You know, a large percentage of our parents married someone who grew up within 5 miles of them. In 1932, only 17% of married couples in Philadelphia included a partner from another city. But not for you. Dating apps and social media have given you the opportunity to swipe left or right until your fingers bleed and the clock strikes 12 and you can't really remember what type of person you were even into to begin with. I mean, 7 billion people at your fingertips. You could have any one of them with the touch of a button and the right profile picture. And I hear photos with puppies are a particular edge these days. So with so many options at your will, how are you supposed to make the decision? And honestly, with so many factors at play, how are you supposed to even know who you are? I mean, hours of scrolling through food delivery service, and you can't remember if you even like sushi or if you've just seen so many pictures of it, and that shiny Toro looks just too good to resist. I mean, usually you're a Nike guy, but the Amazon page just has so many choices of Adidas sneakers, and they'll deliver the next day. So which of these things are you, and which of them are just a product of decision fatigue? Oh, you. The child of the internet pop-up, television clearance commercial, online shopping, cell phone dating, Postmates generation. The freedom to choose can often feel less like a freedom at all, and more like a detriment. With so many choices available to you comes the fear of making the wrong one. But the truth is, the system was already broken before you entered it. We mutated the convenience of choice so much that it became a maze of possibility and anxiety and overthinking. It feels like the constant fear that you're making the wrong choice makes so many of us refrain from making any choice at all. But any system that's broken can be fixed with the right intent. So it's up to you now to make those choices matter. And not by making the right ones, but by exercising the courage and commitment to make those decisions with vigor and autonomy. To make your rightful identity as a citizen of the world take priority over your assigned identity as a consumer. You know, since we were little kids, we've shown the world that while we can be sold a lot of things, we will never buy a dream. So choose firmly, choose willfully, and choose confidently. Because what they don't tell you is that there are two right choices. One is a direct route to the right answer, and one is a process of elimination that leads you there down a different path. You know, if I had made the right choices, I would have a very different life than the one that I have now. So instead, I made the wrong ones. Or perhaps the ones that seemed wrong at the time, but took me to the right ones through a journey of failure and self-actualization. And now the right choices that I get to make right now would never have been presented to me if I hadn't made the wrong choices first, because they led me to better options than I ever had to begin with, because they hardened me along the way. I wasn't sold my dream. I chose it by closing my eyes hard and picking what my heart and my gut urged me to choose. You are the generation of choice. And these options seek to confuse and distract you, but you must choose. Failure is inevitable, but possibilities are endless. The only real failure is inaction. So take what you've learned, because you've earned it, and show the world that you can pioneer through a terrain of possibilities laid before you, unafraid and uninhibited. You can only collect potential in your imagination, but choices are tangible. So instead of letting your belly rumble unfed and lost in the produce aisles of the world, distracted by choice and afraid of disappointment, grab something off the shelf and try it out. Just remember to wear your mask. Thank you and congratulations to the class of 2020. I can't wait to see where your choices take you.
You can find a collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.